This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
Lasting longer than originally projected, now that the theory has been tested, those would be wood chip bioreactors and the focus of the latest Pods of Potential podcast from the Iowa Soybean Association.
Monitor 10 H-bioreactors, only three of which needed an immediate recharge. That evidence sort of suggests that these things could definitely last longer than 10 years, and so right at 10 years, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a wood chip recharge.
ISA Conservation Services Manager Alex Busman says a wood chip bioreactor could make your operation more environmentally friendly and be funded by cost share. Pods of Potential, episode 14 on your favorite podcasting platform.
After getting quite a jump on the marketing year, export sales have been fairly disappointing over the last month. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
Yeah, they were within expectations. We came in at just under 1.2 million tons for corn, just over 1.4 million tons for soybeans. So both of those were within the expected range. Very good sales for soybeans. So we'll continue to look at these as positive numbers. On the corn side of things, this is going to be a little bit disappointing. This is the time of the year where we should be starting to see those corn sales ramp up, and we're probably 3 to 4 weeks away from starting to see those bean sales typically trail off a little bit. So far, the bean sales have been strong, and the corn sales have been a little bit disappointing over the last month.
Even though the export sales numbers are still good as a whole, McBride said it's concerning to see corn drop down already, since the advantage window against Brazil will be closing soon.
That's why you saw the USDA make an adjustment on the last WASDE report of 150,000 bushels, or 150 million bushels of corn. We're doing very well, but to see this 3 out of 4 weeks corn sales being a little bit disappointing, it's a concern. We're talking about pricing down in South America starting to flip and go a little bit cheaper as we get into about February. So we only have about, say, 4 to 6 more weeks of being the cheapest corn in town. We've already seen that flip in the beans.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.